Praise the Lord. Again, thank God for every single one of you that are on the line tonight. Let's have a word of prayer. God, we praise you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we'll certainly rejoice, and we're glad in it. Father, we ask that you just, oh God, move by your spirit and let your word just sink deep in our hearts. Give us wisdom and knowledge. Bless every participant on this line. Praise God, and just let your anointing bless them and reach every one of them. Increase their faith that they can receive your word, we can live by your word, and that you will be proud of us. We can make your heart glad. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Tonight we're going to be talking about God's abundant grace. We're going to talk about that, his abundant grace. Also, we want to talk that we don't dare take God's grace for granted. We don't ever want to get to that place that we will assume that God's grace all has to be there or take it for granted. Amen. So our first scripture is going to be from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 15th verse. Actually, I'm going to start at the 14th verse. 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, 14th verse. And it reads, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead." Verse 15, it says, "And that he died for all," talking about Jesus, "that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." Talking about the love of Christ, how abundantly his grace is shown toward us, on mankind as a whole. But the love of Christ, it says, Paul says he constraineth us. And that word constraineth means, it's actually a Greek word, and it means to compel. His love is drawing. His love compels us that we need deliverance. We need a salvation. The word constrain can also mean that in the Bible, constrain is used in a variety of situations, including when describing people who are overcome by disease. And when we are, our bodies are sick and we just have nowhere to turn, we look to him as the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to him for healing. But also, with mankind was so separated from God that Jesus came and shed his own blood so that our sin-sick souls, our souls that were so buried in disease, sinful diseases, we needed that constraining. We need that kind of love, that kind of drawing and wooing power that we could receive eternal life. That kind of love that compelled us to come, we saw that was necessary. We had no way to get back reconciled to God, but the blood of Jesus made it possible. Talking about God's abundant grace. You know that scripture that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Aren't you glad about that? Another thing that Jesus says, "I would that none should perish, but that all should come into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus the Christ." Amen. Hallelujah. So the love of Christ constrains us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go down to the 17th verse. It says, even before then, it says, "Since that Christ died for us, his love pulled us in," hallelujah, "that we should therefore not live unto ourselves, not live our lives for the way we want to live it, but we need to live it after Jesus Christ, because he died for us. We belong to him. Hallelujah. So we don't want to live the life after the flesh, but we want to live our life after the spirit. Because of the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. But in the spirit, we reap life eternal, life everlasting. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? So now verse 17 says, now look, since Christ has given us his love and he constrained us, he compelled us to come to eternal life and reconcile us back to God. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, look, that all things are become new. Anything that Jesus has touched, anyone he's touched, they look around and you know and say, hey, I'm not the same anymore. When God has taken out that stony heart and given us a heart of flesh, given us a heart to love him and serve him. Praise God. Talk about God's abundant grace, but do not take God's grace for granted. Don't take his grace in vain, knowing that his only begotten son and Jesus gave his life for you and I. Let's read on. Verse 18, it says, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to him, to himself, by Jesus Christ. We didn't get there ourselves, you know, but we understand our salvation is a gift of God, not in ourselves that anybody or any man should boast, but salvation, your salvation, my salvation, your deliverance, my deliverance is by Jesus Christ. Amen. And it says, and he hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Who's us? Are the people that are born again, are believers in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The ministry, Paul says, of reconciliation. That means the ministry of reconciliation in the Bible is a lifestyle for followers of Jesus that involves reconciling people to God and to one another. So number one is to get right with God, be drawn to him, where the blood of Jesus has just linked man back to God. It tore down that wall of partition, and now we're in the family of God. Say amen to that. That gives us opportunity to rejoice right there. Hallelujah. We no longer outcasts. We're no longer dogs. We're no longer alienated from the faith, but we are in the family of God. God's abundant grace. Hallelujah. We can't take it for granted. Hallelujah. We couldn't earn it. There's nothing we could do to earn his grace, his unmerited favor, but it's his love, the Bible says, that constraineth us. Can't get away from that word. His love that draws us. It's the love of God that compels us to enter into life, enter into peace, enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Ministry of reconciliation. If you are a born-again believer, you are commissioned by the word of God to carry the good news. Tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Tell someone about the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that the fact that we don't have to die and be lost, that Christ died once and for all for the sins of mankind. Praise God that he has given us, forgiven us for our sins, and he's made Christ available to us. Hallelujah. That's the kind of love we're talking about. That's God's abundant grace. Don't take it for granted. Verse 19 says, and he reconciled us, giving us the ministry of reconciliation, to witness what? That God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Hallelujah. Not reminding them about the trespass, not even paying them for what we deserve for the sin. But he says, not imputing that on our trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. And that came through Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Be you reconciled by his love, through his grace, through his abundant grace. Hallelujah. See, listen, Romans 3:24, Paul says it like this. He says, we, you and I, being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. We can't get to God unless we come through Jesus Christ. He is the mediator between God and man. Hallelujah. And not only that, the shed blood of Jesus made you and us and I free from the bondage of sin. And the word says all things are from God. It means God takes the good, he takes the bad, he takes the ugly and creates a masterpiece called your destiny. He creates a good, a future for us. In other words, God says, he knows, he says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to do you good, not of evil. Plans to bring you to an expected end. Plans to give you the eternal life. You and I are in the plan of God. That we dare not take God's grace for granted. Hallelujah. We all have sinned, the scripture says, and come short of the glory of God. But the most important purpose for Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection is to reconcile mankind back to God. Aren't you glad about it? Jesus paid a great price for our redemption. Hallelujah. There is no substitution. There is no greater love than this, than the love of Jesus Christ, that his grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. No matter what the circumstances are that you're going through, the conditions, hallelujah, we know that any man, any boy, any woman, any girl, be in Christ, he or she is a brand new creature. Hallelujah. That's what the scripture says. And then he doesn't stop there. Not only are we brand new creatures, but he says, behold, look, recognize that all things are passed away and all things are become new. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Talking about God's abundant grace. Let me read verse 21. It says, for he hath made him to be sin, meaning God made Jesus, who knew no sin or guile found in his mouth, but he says he made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Glory to God. In other words, he says, I'm not holding to your charge, your sin. I'm not even holding that over your head and making you accountable for that, but it's his grace. Hallelujah. It's the grace of God that constrains us. It compels us to come to him. Hallelujah. That his love is drawing. Even when we feel sometimes we miss the mark, and we do sometimes, but because of the grace of God, we can get up. If we fall down, get up. Don't stay there, because God's grace is always present. It's there, and he has his arms wide open for you and I, that we can be reconciled. Hallelujah. The Bible says if we sin, that we have, you know, we have something with God. Hallelujah. That the Lord will forgive us. Hallelujah. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory, glory, glory to God. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the first verse. It's the very next verse I want to talk about. He says, we then, meaning believers of Christ, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. That's what we're talking about. All this abundant grace, all of this love that is poured out upon us, hallelujah, we dare not to take God's grace for granted. Don't ever think that, oh, I can just do this and I can just do that. Oh, God, he'll just do this. He'll just forgive me. We want to have such a sincere heart with God that, Lord, I made a mistake. And when you make a mistake, when we make a mistake, we want to be quick to repent. Hallelujah. We want to be quick to say, God, help me. Make me whole. Make me right again. Hallelujah. Mend me. And his love draws us. Hallelujah. We can make it. Glory to God. We do not want to receive the grace of God in vain. All believers, Christ, in Christ, we are the workmanship. We are his workmanship. Hallelujah. Some say, well, God's not finished with me yet. True. He's working on all of us. He's not finished yet, but yet knowing that we are his masterpiece. We are the beloved. Hallelujah. In Christ. We are those that Jesus died for. Hallelujah. And shed his precious blood for. We are the ones that he is seated on the right hand of God the Father, interceding for every one of us, interceding to the fact that, Lord, that's my seed that I died for. That's the lovely one, God, that is in my hands. Help keep them. He intercedes for you and I, making ways for us. Hallelujah. That is a blessing right there. And then Ephesians 2:1 says, and you have he quickened. That means he made us alive. Who we were once dead in our trespasses and sins. It said we were once dead in that. But Jesus came that we might have life and that we may have that life more abundantly. Talking about God's abundant grace. We don't dare want to take God's grace for granted. I say that over and over because that's part of what we're talking about tonight. Here's the grace. What are you going to do with God's grace? Hallelujah. How to reward him? How do we say, thank you, Lord? Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you that I have abundant life. Thank you for this unmerited favor. Hallelujah, that you have bestowed upon me. How do we say thank you? How do we show him that we're thankful? We don't want to ever take something lightly and to be ungrateful. That means we underestimate the value of our salvation, underestimate the value of what that God gave us, or treat it like, okay, it's just just something that the Lord did. Let me tell you, there is no other hope. There is no other greater love. There is no salvation in none other than Jesus. As the scripture says, hallelujah, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Who did God's grace, and when we take his grace and deliberately disobey his word, even though he has been patient and long-suffering with us and kind and hasn't punished us immediately. But the thing is that we don't want to ever take God's grace for granted. We want to be mindful that God loved me. He loved me so much while we were yet sinners. The Bible says he loved us. His love constrains us. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you a little bit about the importance of God's grace. It's a free gift. A free gift. God's grace is a gift that costs you and I absolutely nothing. But it cost Jesus everything. It cost him his life, and what a death that he and a penalty he paid for you and I, for every person in the world, every person yet to be born. Jesus' blood is powerful, and it's just there for whatever we need. And it's still as strong today as it was many, many years ago. Jesus' death on the cross made it possible for people to experience eternal salvation through grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Grace is undeserved. There's nothing we can do to earn it or to merit it. It's because he loved us. God's grace is unmerited favor and love that leads him to grant salvation to believers through their faith in Jesus Christ. Fallen humans don't deserve God's mercy. We don't, but yet he loved us so much. Again, that his love, Jesus' love, constrains us, compels us, and it pulls us gently, gently into the fold. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible talks about he's that good shepherd. Hallelujah. That loves us. A good shepherd will protect his sheep. We don't know which way to go. We don't know what to do. But yet, the shepherd, the Lord is our shepherd. Huh? And we shall not want. That means we shall not want any good thing. The Bible said he will not withhold any good thing. To whom? To those who walk upright before him, those that love him. That's how we show our appreciation, by love. Jesus says, if a man loves me, he will keep my sayings. If you love me, you will keep my word. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he pours out his grace on us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The best way, again, to show our appreciation is to say, Jesus, I love you and that I want to live for you with a sincere heart and being real. Hallelujah. Being real in our soul, being real in everything that we do, realizing that whatever it is that we do, we want to do it to the glory and honor of God, knowing that everything that we do, that Jesus, you know, there is a writing, a handwriting on the wall. We do eventually have to give an account for every idle word, everything that we said, the deeds that we do in this body. So the scripture says, but when we love Christ, hallelujah, the Bible says the way of the trespassers, that's all hard. But God, because of his love, he even causes us to lead us in the right path, in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That's what the scripture, we still talk about his abundant grace. How could we take God's grace in vain? How could we take it for granted? Hallelujah. His grace is ever present. He never leaves us, never forever forsakes us. He's with us always, even to the end of the world. What greater love than the love of Christ? Glory to God. Amen. I know you've been blessed tonight. I know I have. I have too. You know, just the talking about God's abundant grace, and only gave just a little snippet of it. His grace, his unmerited favor, his mercy that he gives us brand new every single day. He continues to renew our heart and our mind as we get in his word, as we study, as we commune with him. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something that our pastor Smith told us years ago in Philadelphia. He said, never get so busy working for God that you neglect to spend the time communing with God. Hallelujah. That, in other words, take time to talk to the Lord. Take time to listen to him. Take the time to meditate on his goodness and his mercy. Take time to just think about his grace. Think about even personal. How personal is God's grace to you? How personal is your relationship with him? How much value do you give to the grace of God? Hallelujah. Think about that. Glory to God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. God, we love you. Thank you so much that your love constrains us. It compels us. It makes it so that, God, that we know that you love us without any doubt. And, Father, we thank you because you said in your word that if you've begun a good work in us, you're able to keep us, you're able to finish it until the day of the Lord. Father, we just want to bless your name because your praise will always be in our mouth, God. We also look to you that you are the author and you're the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, even, Lord, as you allowed us to come to this point, even on the prayer line tonight. You blessed us all day long. It was your grace that kept us. It was your unmerited favor that blessed us. Oh, my God, it was your grace that saved us. And we say thank you to that. We say thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you, Lord, by the way we live. We thank you, God, because we dedicate our hearts to you. We thank you, Lord, even for every single person on this Dream Team line tonight. We thank you, Father, even their homes and all that they represent. Glory to God. Father, that you will increase faith in them, that you will use them, use every single person on this line, God, as a minister of reconciliation, as your word has said that we ought to do. Help us, Lord, to seize the moment, seize the time, seize the opportunity, Lord, to talk about your goodness, to proclaim that you, Jesus, is Lord. Hallelujah. To proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We speak that, oh God, to every single soul that's listening tonight, that your love would be in them to the point that, God, they want to share it. They want to reconcile others unto you, that you would get the glory. You would get all the honor. You would get all the praise. It belongs to you. Father, I understand that you have made us kingdom builders. We are working for the kingdom, not so much working for our church, working for our pastor. God, we are working for you, God. Teach us and show us, instruct us what to do. Order our steps in your word. Lead and guide us for your will, your purpose, God, in the name of Jesus. Fix us, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to walk the straight walk. Help us, God. Only you can do that. We can't do it of ourselves. Because you said without you, we can do nothing. So we need you. We need you every moment, every second, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, even as tonight, as we lie down tonight, that our dreams would be sweet. That you will speak to us. You would speak to them. The ones on this line, hallelujah, and that their households, God, that would be filled with your presence, God. We speak your presence into every household, that they would be anointed to carry forth your work, God, that your presence would fill, God, even the atmosphere, God, that we will always endeavor to invite you into to our presence, Lord, invite you into every situation of our lives, that we would acknowledge you in all our ways, and go, God, that you will direct our path. Father, get there be any on the line that's sick tonight, God. You know them. You know each one. You know individually. You know us collectively. God, we asking, God, in the name of Jesus, to release the sickness. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we release the healing of your word. Send forth your word and heal, God. By your stripes, God, we are healed. Ease the pain, ease the burden, God. Lift up hung down heads. You are a lifter of our heads tonight. Thank you for being a lifter of our soul. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are burden bearer. You are heavy load sharer. You are bridge over troubled water, God. We know you, God. We know that grace that you have given us. We thank you for your abundant grace tonight. Lord, we love you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray that each hearer each person on this line tonight, that with they will be a carrier of your word, that you will bless them to minister, be a minister of reconciliation, drawing people to you, Lord. Hallelujah, that we're ever being mindful of our purpose. Father, do the things that we will do to please you, that we will bring you honor, we will bring you glory, God, that all the praise belongs to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. You are our Jehovah Jireh. Yes, you are our provider. Hallelujah. You're our banner. You're a Jehovah Nissi. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shalom. You are our peace, because you said you give us the peace, not like the world gives, but your peace that you have given us, that kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. It keeps our hearts, keeps our minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus, we love you, God. Thank you, Lord, because one day you constrained us. You pulled us towards you. You wooed us by your spirit. Hallelujah. And we bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times. And we will magnify your holy name. Hallelujah to your will. Hallelujah to your glory. Hallelujah to your honor. We thank you, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will order our steps in your word. Your word, oh God, hallelujah, is a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our pathway. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are, God, we are ministers of the light. God, that we will walk in the light. As you're in the light, we will have fellowship one with the other. We pray, God, for the salvation of our loved ones, salvation of our friends, salvation of our co-workers. We pray tonight, Father, for the salvation of our nation, Lord. We need your help, God. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Show them the way, God. Give us godly men, godly women, Father, in the name of Jesus, that will take a stand for you, that will stand no matter what comes or goes, that will stand upon your promise. Oh, God, because we know you are God of promise. Your word is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And we bless you for that, God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are, all that you do, all that you've given us. Oh, my God, we thank you for your abundant grace. We will not take your grace for granted, but God, we will cherish you. We will love you. We will praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, God. Give us that push in us, in our spirit, God, that we would pray, God, that we would read your word, that we would study your word, that we will make time on purpose for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we will draw out that time, Lord, that we will come to you, God, and love you to the point, God, that we want to, Lord, to please you, Father, in the name of Jesus. For your will, for your glory. Father, we pray for our revival, that your anointing is present, that your anointing, God, destroys every yoke, God, that you will set the captives free, that you will save and deliver, oh, God, and restore, God. You are God of restoration. Restore the joy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because we know you will revive us again. We thank you for revival. Let the revival begin in us. Us, God, even when we come through the doors on Sunday, God, let us come and revive, come in praising you, bringing your presence into the place, that we will magnify and glorify your name. And for that, we ask it in Jesus' name and to his glory. Hallelujah. And let everybody on the line say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. In the name of Jesus, let everybody give God the glory. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. His grace is sufficient. His grace is abundantly. Hallelujah. We thank you. We say yes to you, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we We will bless you at all times. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We glorify you. We magnify you. You're worthy to be praised up. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we believe you. Let the sick say, I'm well. Hallelujah. Let those that say, I'm healed. And let those that had pain say, I'm all right now. Hallelujah. Let those that had doubts that I got faith now, that revive us again. We shall be revived in Jesus' name. Yes, to your will. Amen. And amen and amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, that time went by so fast. But praise God. I thank God for every single one of you that dialed into this Dream Team prayer line tonight. Trust that you've been blessed. Trust that the power of God has touched you and that word is ever settled in your heart. And we bless God for you. So the time is gone, but we just want you to continue to be blessed. Have a blessed night. Pray for us and we'll pray for you. And God bless you. We look forward to seeing you all on Sunday morning. Morning, and God continue to keep you and bless you is our prayer. Amen and amen. With that, I say I love you and good night. Be blessed. Amen.
Good night. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.